Hey, Arisen Nation, it's Sam here, and I'm extremely excited to share with you on another episode on the Arisen podcast. And today, the episode is around a question that was asked. A friend of mine asked me over WhatsApp a few days ago, and the answer I gave, I just wish that I could give it out to a lot of people in the Arisen Nation. And so today I'm going to answer a question, but the whole topic is around how to stay super productive, not just productive, super productive. So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply, and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career, and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. And the reason I think this is very, very crucial for all you listeners on the Arisen Podcast is the importance of productivity. Now, I know the topic sounds boring, like in terms of, we have overused the word productivity to the extent that it has lost its value, right? But, staying productive, first off, being productive is very different from staying productive. And being productive and or staying productive, has immense, value to it in the terms of, how much you can accomplish. Because if what you do is, actually benefiting someone's life, adding value to someone else's life, changing someone's life, and you don't stay productive or you are not being productive, what will happen is that you're not influencing people's life. And that is virtually on you. That is virtually on you. A typical example is, I'm just going to use my own personal example inside the Arisen 8, right? The Arisen 8 is basically, it's a project we host once a year, and we pick any of the most privileged village in any of the regions. And then we go there, we spend a day or two with the orphans. And what we do is, we teach them, the whole concept of our arisen. So we make them stay arisen as well, because these orphans don't get the privilege to enjoy these things that we teach other people. And so that is our way of giving back. And we also, donate a lot. We feed them, we clothe them, and all sorts of things. And just this is just a little plug here. If you are looking to join us this year, please stay tuned, because there's something really awesome that you can be part of. This year we are going to Kumasi, and it will be so awesome. But anyway, so the reason I'm sharing this is because now you could see, like, literally, right, the value we are bringing is actually changing people's lives, right? And so just imagine, if you are not being productive, you are not productive on the arm of Arisen 8, what do you think is going to happen? The ripple effect is going to take place all the way down to an orphan. And I wouldn't like the fact that, my being not productive is actually affecting someone else's life, right? So that is how I think about the importance of productivity. And so I do wish that you also attach that, that same level of importance or significance to your being productive, right? And so today I want to share like five key things that I have deduced, right, from experience and also from talking to high level people who are way above me in terms of productivity, right? I kept on asking questions that, how do I get more done? How do I get more done? Because the more things I get done, the more people's lives are changed, right? And from asking these questions, and from experiences, I've realized I just drew down, five key things that would help people. And most of them are like kind of unconventional, because I do think, it's my personal belief anyway, but I do think that in any topic or in any aspect of life, the unconventional way is the right way to go about things, right? And that's a topic for a different discussion. But today I'm going to share with you the first one. It's accountability. And someone will say, yeah, accountability, I need to get someone in order to help me achieve my goals, thereby making me productive. Yes, and that is one way to look at it. Now there are several ways. I'll share a quick story. In the beginning of the year, or before the year ended, one of our big goals this year, 2019, was to launch Arisen Agency. So an agency where we help, you know, small business and huge businesses, you know, these large corporations with marketing campaigns, you know, structuring their business structure in a way to, you know, make more money, right? And so that is what's that was the vision for 2019. And, you know, we had thought about it way back last year, September. And, you know, we had the vision, we had the dream, and we were slowly working around it. But what I found out was that, you know, there was no timeline. There was no timeline to it getting down. So into December, I was really furious as to why this thing is not even getting done. We have the frameworks in place. We have everything to get it launched, but we couldn't. Just for the mere fact that we didn't have the time, or we didn't, but basically it was nailed down to the time, right? And so, that is what most people get caught up in. It's because they don't have enough time in order to get things done, so that things don't get done, right? But to me, the Arisen Agency it's a really important, you know, arm that we needed to get out there, because, you know, looking back now, the businesses we have helped so far, it's been life changing. But imagine we hadn't launched this. These businesses wouldn't have been able to, you know, get these results that they are getting, right? So that is me looking back. But I want to take you back a little bit to what happened, right? And so I was furious as to why this thing wasn't getting, this project of Arisen Agency wasn't done, right? And so what I did was this. So there was a program coming up, you know, and we were looking to sponsor that group, that program. And so we did. And what happened was that, you know, in the quest of sponsoring the program, what we also wanted to do was to, you know, announce the Arisen Agency inside the program that we're sponsoring. And it was a brilliant idea. It was a brilliant opportunity to use that as a tool or as a resource to, you know, basically launch our business. And so we did. And what happened was that, you know, it took us, you know, 3 weeks, because the event was only in the third week of January, right? And so there was a physical, tangible timeline to the relaunching the thing, getting done. Now, we needed to set up the frameworks, we needed to build a website, we needed to, you know, write the words inside the website, because a website, it's useless, you know, without all the words, all those persuasive and convincing words that would help people to, you know, move from one step to the other to becoming a customer, right? So we needed to write all these things inside before the program, you know, gets launched. So we can also launch our, you know, business. And so that was the physical timeline. And looking back, I realized that the reason why Arisen Agency was launched was because of the physical, tangible timeline that we put inside in order to get it out. Right. And so I want to tell you guys today that, you know, one way of staying productive, you know, one way of using accountability to stay productive is using, you know, a timeline, right? Using a timeline, not just a timeline, not just saying, oh, in the month of August, we'll launch this. No, this is what you have to, like, physically be telling your team or yourself, if you are the only, if you are the one-man band here. What you have to do is this. I need to launch X, or I need to do this within this time, this date, within this hour. Like, you have to go down to the T, like to the minute, to the second of when it needs to get done. Now, you also have to attach some significance to it, right? Because, you know, if it was just a timeline, we would definitely get an excuse and be like, oh, we'll launch after this program, or we'll launch after this, and thereby kicking in the whole procrastination, right? And so you don't want to get to that level. And so what you want to do is to attach some significance of it. So what you have to start asking yourself is this. If I don't get this launched, or if I don't get this done, what will be the adverse effect, right? And most of the time, if you attach some form of, you know, passion and, you know, significance or impact to whatever you are doing, what happens is that the adverse effect wouldn't be something pleasant for you to even think about. So you thereby creating, or, you know, being in the productive zone in order to get it done, right? It was the same mindset I put myself into when we're launching Arisen Agency. the adverse effect is businesses are not going to be making a lot of money. I literally, you know, put myself in that zone and thereby, you know, creating momentum and creating, and all of a sudden you get to see, you know, some slot of time that you could use within your already booked time in order to get it done because you have attached some significance to it. And aside from that, there's a tip, you know, a tangible, reasonable timeline to it. And so it gets done, right? So that's number one. Another thing that you have to look at is planning the day ahead of time, right? Planning your day ahead of time. And if you are listening to this episode, you probably have listened to one of the episodes where I talked about the goal setting formula that actually works, right? Now, it's very, very key to be setting goals. Now, I know, you know, you might be having the eye rolling moment of, oh, again, Sam is coming to talk about goal setting formula again. And yes, the reason I'm saying that is because of how it ties up into your productivity, right? Now, you know, you need to get something done in 5 years. If you drill down and then say, okay, in a year's time, what do I have to do in order to get a 5-year game plan done, right? Or in 12 months, you should be asking yourself, what can I get done in 6 months time? And after 6 months, you ask yourself, what can I do in 3 months time? And you drill down all the way to daily habits. You drill down to daily, you know, activities that would be done in order to get your weekly goals, your monthly goals, your, you know, quarterly goals, your yearly goals, and your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan goals done. That way you could see that you are not hung up on certain things that would get in the way for you to be able to get that particular thing done, right? And so what I do is also, in terms of productivity, is I drill down on the very things that I need to do on a daily basis in order to get what I want to do done, right? Going back to what I did with the Arisen agency, what happened was that after December, we virtually had 3 weeks in order to get it out, right? And so what did I have to do? Aside from, you know, using the timeline or the time schedule as, you know, a tool to get in productive, another way was basically planning the weekly goal. Now I had 3 weeks, so that was the big goal. And then I drilled down to, in a week time, what do I have to get done, right? And on a daily basis, what do I have to do in order to get a weekly done? Plus, then after getting the weekly done, then I'll be able to get a 3-week goal actually done, right? And then, so what I did, as I drilling down on daily activities to be done, what I found was that, you know, it's okay to, you know, draw out your daily, you know, activities to be done. But what happens is that most people they know what to do in a day in order to achieve their goals, but they don't do it for some weird reason. They don't, right? And the problem is that people get caught up. The reason people get caught up on that is because of the fact that they don't plan their day ahead of time, right? Now imagine this. You want to do something and, you know, you're not planning or doing anything about it, and then waiting for that day to get to happen before you start. What happens is that you get thrown out, you know, things get in the way of, you know, oh, I have to get this done first, and I have to get this done, and it brings what we call overwhelm, right? And overwhelm is not good. It's very, 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 you know, it's a demon against, you know, accomplishing your goals, right? And the reason why most of us don't get our things done is because we get overwhelmed with either information or activities to be done in order to get that minute thing done. And so that way it affects other things, and then it pans out across, you know, other things that would also need to get done, right? And so what you have to do is to plan your day ahead of time. And so, you know, okay, so this week, this is what I'm doing, right? And on a daily basis, this is what I'm doing. But before Monday kicks in, what you have to, you know, start asking yourself is, on Sunday night, what do I have to do on Monday in order to get it done, right? Some people will say, why are you a zombie, you know, that, you know, for you to be following timeline, but you are the captain of the ship here. You are supposed to make sure that your thing gets done, because if you attach something early, again, going back to, you know, attaching some significance to everything you do, right? If you attach some significance, you know what you are up to, right? And so if it doesn't get done, if what you are doing doesn't get done, that means you're in big trouble, right? And so what people are saying, like, it doesn't really matter to you any longer, because you know what you are up to, right? And so you planning out your day, knowing that, you know, you see, there are times people, you know, reach out to me and then they want some help of a sort, right? And then I tell them I can't do it in this span of time you are telling me to do, I can probably do it in a different time. And, you know, some people go on the extent of saying that I'm not caring enough. And I understand that. I'm not caring for your activity. I'm caring for my activity, right? Because I need to get my shit done, right? I need to get my stuff done, right? And so if I apportion the first 4 hours of my day, right? I apportion the first 4 hours of my day working on my thing, right? That I had planned a day before, right? So let me give you a typical example. So Monday, I need something done, right? On Sunday night, I plan. So from 6 to 10 a.m. on Monday morning, this is what I'm doing, right? And then now Monday comes and then I'm working on that goal. And then someone calls in and be like, oh, Sam, I need your help on this. And I realize it's going to take a bit of my 6 to 10 period of working on my project. If it's going to eat into that time period, I say no to it. Right? And it's okay to say no. It's very okay to say no. I say no like virtually all the time. It's okay to say no. And the reason isn't because, you know, you are being selfish. It's just that, you know, you are working on your goal, right? You're working on your project, right? And so if you do it that way, you realize that there's a lot of time you can sieve in into what you are looking to do. There are times when you work on someone else's dream, right? And it's okay to work on someone else's dream, but not at the expense of your own dream. Okay, I hope that was a good one. Oh, I could feel it. It's a good one. But I hope you actually, you know, you actually abide to, you know, these principles, because they've helped me to become more productive. Another way is to automate your process, right? Automation is key. Now, automation, you know, the first thing that would probably come to your mind, people's minds, is, you know, using machines, using, you know, things to get things done. It's just one bit of it, right? For me, I see automation as a big, you know, broad, you know, spectrum. We could use delegation as automation. Now, here is one thing I learned from my mentor. He says the people who are changing lives and making a greater impact in life, they are always working 72 hours to 96 hours a day. And when he said that, I was like, are you crazy? How are they even working for more than 24 hours? It's not even possible, right? The maximum you can work in a day is like 18 hours and you are done. You are toast for the day. Right, but he's saying people are working 72 to 96 hours. It just didn't make sense. But after he explained further, I realized that the importance or the truth behind it, what he said was that we all have 24 hours in a day to get things done, right? And what happens is that, you know, there's no way we can be working consistently on something for 24 hours in a day. But here's what you can do. You can work on your project for 8 hours and delegate someone else to get working on that same project, but in a different, you know, dimension. That is another 8 hour. You also get someone else working on another bit of that project, another 8 hours in, and then all these 8 hours working in on that single project, what will happen is that you are overworking everyone else, right? And the act of working out, overworking everyone else makes you really successful than everyone else. Right. And so that is where the point of automation comes in. Aside from delegation, you could also use things like, you know, the tools and the computers and the phones and other things. Now, some people, on our Facebook channel might see, you know, us posting consistently and they'll be like, these guys have a lot of time. And it's exactly what my friend was asking me, because she felt that I had enough time. Like, she also saw that I had a lot of my plates, and so she was wondering how I was still getting things done, right? And it's all through one bit of automation where I'm using tools and tools in order to get things done, right? And so what I do is we batch our contents, we batch everything that we want to do way ahead of time. The whole art of planning way ahead of time, right? So we batch all our content. Now, this episode you are listening to was recorded like way back. You know, it's going to be out, but you know, the day it's going to be out is very different from when I posted it, right? So that is what we do. We batch out the contents, and then we have a team, you know, doing the production and here and there, right? And then we, you know, schedule all our posts on Facebook. So it might seem that, you know, I could be on the phone with someone or talking to someone, but at the same time, I have something out already working, I have something out, you know, doing something on my behalf. So it might seem like I'm overworking, but I'm not. I'm just still focused on one thing. Just that I planned ahead of time, and so that way I get to do a whole lot of things. So first off, in terms of automation, using tools, and secondly, delegating, right? Now, one big, you know, thing that people would say is that, oh, Sam, I don't have the team. I don't have the money to hire people to be working for me. And it's all good, right? Most people don't have that. We also, you know, are trying to, you know, make sure we make that part clear, right? So we are getting people on board and all that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you are just an ask away. That is what it is. Sometimes you are just an ask away from, you know, getting someone to be involved in what you do, right? Asking for help, right? Or asking someone to do this for you, you know, the worst case scenario, it's, oh, I don't have the time to do that for you. I can't do this in this time frame, go to the next person and ask that person for help, right? You asking for help on delegating so you can automate certain processes in whatever you are doing is very, very key, okay? So you are just one ask away from, you know, achieving high productivity. And the last but not the least is measuring results. And measuring results is key. It's very, very crucial to, you know, achieving more, right? And the reason I say that is that most of us, right? Especially if you are, you know, you're in the process of changing people's life. What will happen is that you will be in the process, and then what will happen is that, you know, there are times when you feel overwhelmed, and it's okay to feel overwhelmed, right? There are times when you feel overwhelmed, and you ask yourself, you know, is this for the betterment of, you know, what I'm actually doing? Is it actually bettering me? Is it actually making, like, am I in the process? Especially if you have 100% to get things done, and you are just around the 25th%, right? What happened is that you don't see the way forward, or you don't see the final destination, and so it makes you know, clarity a little bit difficult, and lack of clarity could bring in you know, procrastination, and procrastination wouldn't make you get things done, right? And so the art of measuring results, even the smallest, you know, amount of results need to be measured, because that way it leads into momentum, and momentum is very powerful, right? It leads into momentum, and immediately you have momentum, you have the edge to move on from the 25th% to the 26th, and that way you are getting closer and closer to your final destination. And so measuring results is very key. Now, how do you measure results? By celebrating those results. Okay, celebrating those results are really, really powerful, because, you know, most people, they are way ahead looking at the results, right? And so they don't see the current, you know, journey they are going through as a big deal, right? Imagine this, like, your whole goal in life is to buy 10 acres of land, right? And today you've bought a piece of land, a plot or a half plot of land. Here's what happens. Most people don't see it as a big step, because their main goal is focused way above on buying 10 acres. And so they don't see what they have done. But when you start cultivating the habit of measuring your results, and measuring results is basically looking, you know, past where you are right now. I mean, looking before you, where you are right now, and then looking now to see how far you have gone, and immediately gives you some sort of gratitude. And when gratitude sets in, you can measure that result, you celebrate it, and then you would know you are way ahead from, you know, when you started, right? So it's very important to be measuring your results, right? Celebrate those small wins before you get to the big win, okay? So it's very important, because it makes you productive as well, because it sets in momentum, and the momentum just, you know, leads in the way, and then you can, you know, get to achieve your whatever you have on, right? And it makes you stay very productive, right? And then the final thing, the unconventional way, is, you know, listening to wordless music, right? Wordless, right? Music that doesn't have words. And to me, this is a personal thing that I do, like, virtually all the time. You wake up, if you come to me between the hours of 6 and 10 in the morning, you'll think I'm a crazy dude, you know. I'm listening to, you know, this high-paced music without words. And you might be asking, like, how does that, you know, influence your productivity? And it does for me. And the reason is that, you know, music is something very powerful. Music drives a lot of emotions, right? It drives a lot of hormones all over our bodies, right? That is why, you know, if you're working out, you know, it's advisable to be using music, because that way it sets a lot of hormones and all these chemicals in your body in order for you to, you know, keep on moving forward, right? And that is what I'm literally using as a tool to, you know, keep me in the mood so I can be able to, you know, still stay in the game of what I'm doing, right? There are times when, you know, I'm writing a project or I'm doing a work for a client and there's no music in the background or there's no music in the background. What I typically have seen is that, you know, after 30 minutes to 45 minutes on brainstorming, I feel very overwhelmed. My brain is all, you know, jacked up and it doesn't make me, it doesn't make me feel very productive. But in the midst of, you know, this high-paced music without words, what I've seen is that, you know, it sets me in some different mood, in some form of a different state. If you watch Tony Robbins' events, you know, Tony Robbins wouldn't organize an event without high-paced music and wordless music as a matter of fact, right? And there's a reason to it. The reason is that it sets people in the mood of productivity, sets people in the mood. And, you know, as you change your environment or you change your state, what happens is that it makes you feel productive. And the feeling of productivity would, you know, transcend into you actually, you know, staying productive and being productive, right? And so those are my five unconventional ways of staying productive. Number one is staying accountable, right? Drawing timelines, not just ordinary timelines, tangible timelines in order to get your things done. Also planning your day way ahead of your time. I mean, planning the day ahead of time, right? It's making sure that, you know exactly what's going to happen the following day, down to the second, down to the minute, right? And then automation, we talked about, you know, using tools and then also using humans, right? Automation, delegating people for different tasks. And then you have measuring results, celebrating the wins along the way before getting to the major win. And then listening to wordless music, because that way you can be able to feel productive, thereby making yourself productive in whatever you do. So I hope you implement these things, because, and just give me a shout out if you're using these and then, you know, it's helping you. And, you know, that is what we do. That is what we do as, you know, Arisen Nation. We want to make sure you are hitting all these goals that you have, ahead of you. And so the more goals you achieve, the more wins we also get. And that way we can influence lives together. And so if this episode was a good one, please leave us ratings on iTunes, or you could go to arisenglobal.com/podcast. Again, arisenglobal.com/podcast. That way you can be able to, you know, leave your comments in that very episode, what you really loved, what you hated about it. We also want to hear all those ones too as well. And so have a blessed week and don't forget to stay arisen. Yeah, wasn't that an exciting episode? Please consider leaving a review and a 5-star rating inside Spotify if you are on Android, and iTunes if you are on Apple. We have had a ton of you complaining you don't see the week's episode in a timely manner, and we appreciate that frustration. So if you want to get notified the very second an episode is live, head over to podcast.arisenglobal.com. That is podcast.arisenglobal.com, and follow the easy steps on there. You'll be notified on Facebook Messenger as soon as an episode goes live, so you are not left out in the Arisen Nation. And as always, don't forget to stay Arisen.